brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, wassalamu alaikum, peace be on all of you. Today is Father's Day in Britain, and there are many children who are marking that day in the absence of their fathers. There are many fathers marking this day in the absence of their sons. Those are the hundreds of British soldiers who were sent to kill and were instead killed for a pack of lies told by the president who's taking tea in Downing Street today. You know, this morning we learned that George Bush had breakfast with his other war criminal friend, Tony Blair. I don't know where they had the breakfast. Maybe Smithfield's Market would have been a suitable venue. They could have taken their breakfast amidst the hanging corpses, the cadavers with the blood dripping around them, and it might have reminded them of the more than 1 million corpses they made together in Iraq, the uncountable corpses they created in Afghanistan, the ones they paid for in Palestine, the thousand or more who died in Lebanon, whilst Bush and Joe Blair gave every encouragement to the Israeli government to carry on the killing. They could have remembered the 2 million Somalians out of 11 million. Imagine one-fifth of the population. If it was in Britain, it would be 12 million British people, refugees on the run from the killing machine that is the Ethiopian army, armed and financed and trained by Britain and the United States. The same Ethiopia, by the way, whose children are starving to death in a famine while they're invading and occupying and threatening their neighbors. And as Lindsay German said, to add insult to all the injuries they've inflicted abroad, these criminals are almost weekly butchering another of Britain's ancient freedoms. Who would have thought that the day would come when a group of peaceful British taxpayers and citizens would be forbidden to march on our own streets, stood on our own. In case it disturbs the rattle of the teacups of the criminals in Downing Street. They've introduced laws which can lock our people up. If someone's arrested today, as we try to go along Whitehall, who knows what charge or what law they'll be held under. But if we're unlucky, and it's the law they passed on Wednesday, thanks to those Friends of Liberty, the Democratic Unionist Party, then we'll be held for a very long time before we're even charged. I must cut short what I have to say. There is much still to be said, and some things still to be done. I just echo the points that have been made by my friends, that we continue and will continue long after Bush has left the White House. And who would have thought that the day would come when an American president next year, who was an anti-war marcher and who believes the war in Iraq to be the biggest disaster his country ever undertook, will visit London and shake hands with a Labour Prime Minister who continues to insist that the war in Iraq was the right thing to do. But long after Bush has gone, and we give him this notice, he better not come back here again, because without executive privilege, we'll do everything we can to arrest him and take him in chains to face the kind of justice he never gave to Muazzam Beg in Guantanamo Bay, the kind of justice he never gave the thousands of prisoners in Bagram, in Abu Ghraib, and in the rendition prisons all over the world. Mr. Bush, as Lindsay said, you can run, but you will never be able to hide from the vengeance of the people. Wassalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.